Well, hello, and I believe I can say good morning to Gracie Kim. This is the second time we've spoken, Gracie. You're the author of the Gifted Clans trilogy of new book out, The Last Fallen Moon, and you're calling from New Zealand right now.
Hi, Thomas. Yes, I am in New Zealand, and it is indeed morning, about 4 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, my goodness. Well, the things we do for the things we love. And this is the second book in the trilogy. We talked before about the first book. It was pretty exciting. This is presented by Rick Riordan?
Riordan,
that's right. The author of the Percy Jackson and the Olympian series. So The Last Fallen Moon is the second book in the trilogy. And do you mind just maybe setting up what exactly happened between the first book and the beginning of this book? Where are we right now in the trilogy?
Yes, absolutely. So at the end of the first book, the main character, Riley O, she has pretty much saved the day, but as a result of her actions, she's also created a cascading series of effects that she now feels like in book two she has to put right. So she ends up going down to the underworld, which looks somewhat like New York City, to basically fix all the problems that she feels she created in the first book. And in terms of time frame, not too much time has passed, but she goes on a journey in the second book to basically discover that when things get tough, you know, it's easier to ask for help and that people will choose to stand with you and you don't have to do it alone.
You could probably ask an anonymous group of people and most would agree that New York is basically the underworld. What drew you to that inspiration of making the underworld look like New York City?
Oh, you know, it's a fun thread that I've been putting into each book. So the first book is set in L.A., and I chose in that because, you know, the largest Korean diaspora community outside of Korea is in L.A. So I just thought it was a believable place that this kind of thriving community of secret Korean witches would live. And so in the second book, I thought, well, I'll pick another city where there's a sizable Korean community and that fits with the story somehow. So it just somehow worked that the Korean gifted underworld is based on New York. But although there is a joke inside the book that the question remains, which came first?
Well, I love how this book starts with the unintended consequences of positive intentions. No matter what good that a character or hero seems to do, there's always a repercussion that is always unseen. And that continues throughout this book. That is the catalyst for this story.
Yes, that's right. Because, you know, I think that's kind of just what happens in life sometimes. The best of intentions can result in, like you say, unintended consequences. And also the other side of that is that even when the situation is not as dire, there are just certain people out there that take that responsibility on their shoulders and make it their problem to solve. And our Riley O is that kind of character.
Gracie Kim, the author of The Last Fallen Moon, the second book in the Gifted Clans trilogy. Gracie, you mentioned that the first book and this one as well, they're both love letters to Korea. How does your Korean upbringing influence how you write these stories?
Yeah, isn't it interesting? I sometimes think about where that line ends. You know, what am I purposely injecting in there? And then what is it that just flows by virtue of who I am and the life that I've lived? And I think the latter is probably the dominant. So much of what I write, I don't even realize I'm injecting all the stuff in there. and people say, oh, I really love how you introduced us to this part of your culture and embraced us into this world. And I love that happened, you know, that I'm sharing a little bit of myself and my culture and my heritage with readers. And in the second book, one thing I love about the world there is that this underworld is inspired by traditional Korean beliefs of the afterlife, because historically, I should say, in Korea, it's had lots of different influences. You know, it had Buddhism that came in from India via China, and then more recently with the Western influences and Christianity. But traditionally, it was a shamanistic and ancestor worship-based spiritual culture, you know? And in that belief, there's this idea that when you pass over, you go through seven stages or seven courts of hell in which you are tried, pretty much. It sounds terrible, but where you are judged on different virtues of how you lived your life, and that determines what kind of life you'll be reincarnated into the next life. And obviously in this book, it's much lighter. There's a lot of humor and a lot more of my imagination goes into it. But I really wanted to explore that because I find that fascinating, down to the fact that when people pass traditionally in Korean culture, there are these ceremonies that the families do every week for 7 weeks. And it's called the 49-day rite. And it's 49 days because of this belief that every 7 days there is a trial, and seven trials in total, hence the 49 days. And so, yeah, I've kind of played with these parts of pretty much lost Korean spirituality, although some people still practice, and created this and blended this into a Korean diaspora world set in the U.S.
Well, it is quite interesting because, especially in Western culture in the United States, we do not get infused with much Korean culture. And just you talking about the seven stages of hell in the afterlife of traditional Korean mythology kind of brought to mind the nine circles of hell in Dante's Inferno. Only instead of testing virtues, those were nine different circles of sin. But it is interesting to see the parallels between the two cultural viewpoints of what the afterlife may look like.
Isn't that interesting? Actually, it's a joke that I have in the book that in this afterlife, you can take trips to other underworlds. You know, you can take a trip to the Greek underworld or the Chinese underworld, because I'd love to know that, you know, even in the next life, if there is something there, that it would be uniting us all.
That would be kind of cool if it was like a hotel. You could just choose your underworld week by week, but remains to be seen. Well, your book series really getting a lot of momentum. This is the second book, as we mentioned. How is the feedback coming along from your younger readers?
Oh, it's just the best thing ever. Oh, it's absolutely the best thing ever. So, I mean, in terms of external validation, the first book, hit the New York Times bestseller list this month, and that was such a huge, momentous occasion. And we celebrated, and I thought and reflected, and I thought, this is great, but you know what's greater is when I get those messages from readers telling me what resonated with them and why it meant something to them, why they felt something, and why they're looking forward to the next books. It just means the world to me, and it never seems to get old, and I just love them. I just absolutely love them.
Well, in the U.S., the present moment never seems to be enough, so we have to know, what does the third book look like in the trilogy? Do you have a name picked out yet?
Yes. So the name is The Last Fallen Realm. Like I mentioned before, the first two books are set in specific cities, and the third will also be set in a specific city in the U.S., one that is full of casinos, Las Vegas. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
Ooh, The Last Fallen Moon is the second book in the Gifted Clans trilogy. We're speaking with the author, Gracie Kim. Gracie, where can people find you online? Do you have any socials?
Yes, so I'm always at my website, graciekim.com. I have a contact form there. But on socials, I am available always on Instagram. I've recently joined TikTok, which is a lot of fun. And I'm sometimes on Twitter also.
Gracie Kim, thank you so much for joining us, and hopefully you get some sleep sometime this morning.
Thank you so much, Thomas.
Take care. Gracie Kim, author of the Gifted Clans trilogy, talking about the second book in the series, The Last Fallen Moon. This interview was originally conducted June 9th of 2022.